This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
It's the latest salvo in a one-sided firefight between President Trump and one of his earliest supporters. The president taking aim once again at Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Twitter.
All right, Jonathan E. Mord, we've got the most direct communicating president in the history of the United States because he's got this, I don't know how many character ability to tweet out how he feels, and he feels a lot, and he tells a lot. And I saw Scaramucci, this new guy that's at with the press corps saying, you know what, we're from New York. We don't stab you in the back. We stab you in the front. We want you to know how we feel. And I think the American people like that.
Well, he is direct and blunt and doesn't hold back and isn't one who has this hidden agenda. He's overt. And in this case, I think he's reached the point of ultimate frustration because this Russian probe, which he knows contains nothing to be found, is going on and on at massive expense to the taxpayers and seems to be something that is going to hamper his ability to govern by obstructing the movement of any of his legislative agenda on Capitol Hill. So I think he reached the point of ultimate frustration. He sees that his attorney general is not in a position, because he's recused himself, to, you know, wrap this thing up, and that Mueller is likely to just continue to run this thing on indefinitely. So I think he's rattling the cage. He's saying at justice. He's saying, look, if you don't have anything, do something to stop this. And realizing that his attorney general is probably the only one who could do that, but he's recused himself, I think he's expressing his frustration over that. That it was a bad decision in his view, for his attorney general. From Sessions' standpoint, however, I think there is a considerable justification for what he did. He was implicated, after all, as one of those who interacted with Russians, although it was a lame argument. He didn't interact with them substantively. Nonetheless, he felt as though it was the way to avoid even an appearance of impropriety, and I think he was right. So anyway, it had to happen at some point. In other administrations, it would be behind the scenes, but this president just lays his cards out on the table for everybody to see.
Let it out. And Vice President Pence was interviewed by Tucker Carlson last night about some of these tweets, the behind the back, the in front of the back kind of thing. Let's give a quick listen, and we'll bring Cheryl Shumley into the mix.
But I have to tell you, Tucker, you've been around Washington for a long time. I know the Washington way is to talk behind people's backs, but that's not President Donald Trump's approach. One of the great things about this president is you always know where you stand. And I think what the American people like about this president is he speaks candidly, he speaks openly.
Cheryl, I got to say, Pence definitely has his back, speaking of fronts and backs.
Yeah, Pence is a likable guy, and he's a very noble guy, and I have to say Jeff Sessions responded to all this this Twitter criticism from President Trump in equally noble manner. He was very humble, and he said that, you know, he basically wants to serve the president, and he serves at the president's pleasure and so forth. So this is a situation that Trump, I think, has – I understand that this is Trump's normal way of doing things. He's bold and critical, and he flies off the handle, and he says what he means and so forth. But I think Washington is kind of fighting back on his attacks on Jeff Sessions. And I do think President Trump, in the end, is going to back off.
Well, you know, the thing that Sessions did, apparently, by recusing himself, as Jonathan mentioned, he has no ability to say, you know what, this is ridiculous. Now you got to rely on the Russia thing at this point, and now you got to rely on somebody else who's probably going to let it ride, like you said, Jonathan. So if you're the president, you're in, what, 200 days now, maybe? 100-some days? I don't even know how many days it is, but you're seeing everybody derailing everything or attempting to at every point, including, and we'll talk about this a little later, how even the Republicans are mucking up the ability to replace or not replace Obamacare. So I can't imagine that he's real thrilled about where he's at, because in the business world, he could have been, you know, rattling some heads, bringing some new people in, and it gets a little more difficult to do that, apparently, in government.
Yes, I think there is another way of going about this. I think this is a sign of ultimate frustration on his part, that he's stymied at every move based on this ridiculous Russia probe. But I think there's another way to deal with this, and that's if the Republicans were supportive of the president, and I think most are not, but if they were supportive of their president, which they should be, I think they would counter the endless diatribe of, you know, there must be some collusion, when, despite the fact there is no evidence, with a insistence on rapid progress in these hearings, setting deadlines and saying that the whole thing is going to be wrapped up by a certain date, and say, let's get to business and go in and have, you know, full-blown sessions day after day, go through everything, and then produce a definitive report and take responsibility for it and say, hey, look, there's nothing here. And then go to Mueller and put him on the spot, bring him before Congress and say, when are you going to wrap this up? You either present charges or you don't. What do you have? What are you going to do? And then shut it down with legislative action if he hasn't anything. And that's what they should do responsibly, but they won't. Instead, it's turned into a McCarthy, Joe McCarthy, Army McCarthy hearing type context, where it can go on forever because you can endlessly say that somebody's a communist.
Yeah, at this point. Well, Cheryl, do you think the opposition to Trump by people in his own party, partly due to his belief that government isn't the solution for everything? I mean, you've written an article today which was about Donald Trump's greatest tweet ever. And in case anybody missed it, you can let everybody know what it was.
Yeah, I truly do believe this was his greatest tweet ever. He came right out and said, in all caps, in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. And, you know, that right there is the greatness of America in a phrase. My view is, if Trump does nothing else, if he carries out that belief and he puts it forth in the public eye that this is the principle he stands by, then he will go down as one of America's greatest presidents, because that right there is in our national DNA, and that's the one concept. You know, throughout all this political partisanship and bickering, that's the one thing that we need to, as Americans, remember and hold fast to.
Jonathan, do you think, you know, to say that our forefathers came here from England from oppression under King George because of our search for single-payer health care or for spiritual freedom?
Well, obviously single-payer health care. one of the this is a great tweet. Another reason why it is because the Democratic agenda, which is so far to the left, is that all of us should be beholden to government. We should embrace government as our savior, because government is the only way for man to cope on earth, because all of these capitalists are killing us. Of course, it's quite the contrary. The capitalists are the reason why we survive. But in addition to that, we don't worship government. We do worship God as a people. And there's an important political ramification of that, and that is that neither government nor those in political office are our masters. They're not our saviors. They're our servants. And we may serve God, as we should if we believe in God, but we do not serve government. The government serves us. We are the masters of the government. So that's, something that was understood by the Founding Fathers fundamentally, but it's been lost as a result of the constant drumbeat that government is our savior, that you can't live without government. Government is there because without government you could not survive. Well, that's balderdash. We can, of course, survive. We survive well without government. In fact, we flourish without government.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl, this is a real issue now as we watch the Republicans seemingly incapable of doing what they did in 2015, X number of times, sending it up to Obama for his veto, of course. Now that they have a president that would sign the repeal of Obamacare, do they perhaps believe that government is supposed to provide everything to everyone all the time?
Yeah, this is a great example, Obamacare, of what happens when you lose the concept that our rights as individuals come from God, not government. You start relying on government to provide all things that are not supposed to be government's domain. All of a sudden, you want and then shortly after expect them to provide it for you. And this is where we are with health care. Health care used to be an individual responsibility. Now, because of Barack Obama and Republicans that don't have the guts to make this principled case any longer, healthcare is an individual right, meaning the taxpayers have to provide it. So it's with great frustration that I watch these failures on Capitol Hill for Obamacare to be cleanly and fully repealed. Instead, we have all these senators, all these congressmen who for 7 years have advocated full clean repeal and then possibly reform or replacement back to a free market system. All of a sudden they're running and scurrying into the shadows, and all of a sudden it's their problem to provide health care. And this is, again, I can't emphasize this enough. This is because we as a nation have started relying on government to provide instead of God.
Well, and that's why that tweet was so great. It's reminding of the deep level principle that founded this country, that most apparently, and certainly in the political realm, and the Democrats almost lock, stock, and barrel, I'd be hard-pressed to find an example otherwise. With the Republicans, a little more surprising, but we're watching them abandon whatever principle they claim to have as they can't get it done in terms of repealing Obamacare. Now, I have said over the many years, it wasn't awesome before Obamacare because we set this up in 1910 with the Flexner Report that set up a monopoly for allopathic pharmaceutical synthetic toxic interventions approved only by the Fear and Death Administration, which I'm not a big fan of. But neither is Jonathan Ebord nor Cheryl. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For trying to flee this country. Imran Awan has been charged with felony bank fraud. Awan had been under investigation for months. He was banned from the House computer system in February for posing a security risk. And yet, for some reason, Washington Schultz kept him on her payroll until just yesterday.
Cheryl Chumley, it must be Islamophobia. This guy's from Pakistan. How dare they pick on an IT guy as he's trying to flee the country while under an FBI investigation?
Yeah, that's not a snarky quip either. That's exactly what Democrats are claiming, first and foremost, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But, you know, this is a guy that since February, he has been under FBI watch. He and two of his brothers and his brothers' wives, I believe, were on the payroll of Democrats in Congress, in the House, most notably Wasserman Schultz, and they performed IT work on a part-time consulting basis, according to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, between 2009 and present, these three people pulled in $4 million worth of taxpayer salaries, so that's pretty significant for part-time consulting work. And in the meantime, Awan, the main guy, has been arrested at the airport, as the clip showed, and he's been brought up on all these fraud charges. And Wasserman Schultz did not, even knowing that he was under investigation since February, and his other family members have left back to Pakistan, she saw no reason to let him go. She kept him on as a hire. And just this week, the FBI recovered 2 smashed hard drives from Awan's computers at his home that he's been trying to get back for several days now. So it's going to be interesting what comes up with this FBI investigation going forward. What's on the hard drives? What information did Awan have access to while he was IT tech for Democrats in Congress? And why is Wasserman Schultz so gosh darn intent on protecting him and keeping him employed up until the very moment, practically, he was arrested?
Jonathan, the stuff on this hard drive, I mean, some people are raising national security issues here that go deeper than just a part-time IT employee. And by the way, how do I get that gig? Part-time work for hundreds of thousands of dollars for the government?
Yeah, this is weird.
4 million.
There's a lot going on here because of the amount of money involved and because of the peculiar nature of these things. We don't know what the FBI has, what they're pursuing beyond this fraud charge, but it's going to come out. And when it does start coming out, the media is going to pick this stuff up, at least partially, maybe Fox. And we're going to start to see some of the dark underside of Wasserman Schultz's congressional career and her chairmanship of the Democratic Party as it aided Hillary Clinton unfairly to the detriment of Sanders. But I think we're going to see a lot of dirt. Wasserman Schultz has a shady history, and there have been several allegations that have been brought about against her, some of which have been demonstrably proven during the campaign, resulting in her resignation as chairman of the Democratic Party because of the public release of it, not because of Hillary Clinton's dissatisfaction with her service to Clinton. But there's a lot here, and we just have to wait and see.
All right, well, we'll do that. By the way, a lot of what we've covered in this first two segments of the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show comes courtesy of the great writing of Cheryl Chumley. She's doing the op-ed pages on the Washington Times Post online, WashingtonTimes.com, and, of course, CherylChumley.com. And, Cheryl, what are you working on for this coming week? I know we're heading out into the weekend, but there's so much to do.
Yeah, I expect some fast-moving news coming out tomorrow on the whole Sessions thing, and so I'm going to be keeping a tight eye on that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And as far as following you there and on your own webpage, is it best to go there? And I remember, I just have a moment to think about this. Are you still working on a new book?
I am. I'm actually turning my attention right now toward fiction, which, believe Ooh. It or not, is what I think I was supposed to do in life anyhow, way before I got into journalism.
Oh, I can't wait to see you go there, because you can do a lot with fiction that you can't do in telling the direct facts about what's going on around you. So fantastic. We'll talk about that some more next time, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Hey, and Jonathan, we got lots more to do. We got Norm Singleton joining us from the Campaign for Liberty. Why, oh, why are the Republicans having such a tough time doing something that they did so many times in 2015? When they had the House and the Senate.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID.
Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, here we go.
Only a few hours ago, the Senate approved a vote to begin debating the repealing and replacing the Obamacare disaster. We're now one step closer to liberating our citizens from this Obamacare nightmare and delivering great health care for the American people.
I want to believe that, and maybe Trump believes that, but certainly if you're in the Senate right now, I don't know who there actually believes they're repealing and replacing Obamacare, or just repealing it, for goodness sake. They tried it and did it in 2015 a number of times, and of course, they knew it would be vetoed. Now that they know it's signed in, the Republicans, a number of them, are backing down. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty is here, and you got perspective, and we just heard Cheryl Chumley saying she's going to write a fiction piece. I think she writes truthfully about what's going on in Washington, D.C. The publisher would have to say, this is a work of fiction. That can't be real.
Well, you start with, in 2009, with the battle starting in the early days of the Obama administration, the battle to pass Obamacare, the secret deals, the abuse of procedure, the death of Senator Kennedy and the replacement and his upstart the first time ever that we had a Congress or a Republican, I don't want to say ever, but the first time since the 70s that we had a Republican senator, even though he only served for a short period of time. Opposition to Obamacare was a major part of it. And that, of course, is ironic given that national health care was the defining issue of Ted Kennedy's Senate career from the 60s to his passing. All the little secret slimy deals, the problems then with the Obamacare website, government shutdown of 2013. Then you finally have a president and Congress ready to repeal it, and neither house can get their act together, can get the votes to repeal it, even though this is what they ran on. I commented to several people in 2012 and 2016 that Obamacare has kind of replaced tax cuts as the unifying issue of the Republican Party and the conservative and libertarian movement, because the only thing that, say, Bill Kristol and Ron Paul could really agree on 100% is Obamacare needs to go. And also that, you know, maybe that taxes were too high, although, you know, Bill Kristol is not necessarily a true low tax guy. He's more of a supply side or efficient revenue collection a guy, but I'm getting off track here. But now you have that they're unable to do it. And what you had yesterday was a really awful, stunning betrayal of the Republican base by, I think it was six or seven senators who voted against Rand Paul's repeal amendment, which was a repeal of how much they could do under reconciliation. It was the exact same bill that passed the Republican Senate in 2015. Yet several senators who voted for it in 2015 now voted no. And to paraphrase John Kerry, they were for repeal Obamacare until it became a reality. And at least one of them, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, was very honest, and I guess she should get points for honesty, in making a statement that in saying that the reason that her position had changed was because she knew that in 2015 it was not going to survive President Obama's inevitable veto, whereas now she has to take a closer look at things, I think was her statement, because it is a reality. Now you have President Trump who will sign it. So I guess Senator Capito and the others, if Hillary Clinton had won, they would still be for repeal of Obamacare. You had Senator McConnell Care, which like its counterpart in the House, Ryan Care, would have kept most of Obamacare in place. And two other gentlemen who I think we should all be disappointed in are Senators Ted Cruz and Mike Lee, because they had a plan that on its surface seems appealing. Their plan was the so-called Freedom Amendment. It would allow insurance companies to sell non-compliant Obamacare plans as long as they sold at least one Obamacare plan. Now, this sounds good deal for most people because they could get a cheaper health insurance plan, one tailored to meet their needs. Single men in their 50s would no longer have to pay for maternity care. But the downside of that is that what this would do is it would segregate the sickest population into the Obamacare plan. It would increase premiums and other costs of those plans. It would give insurance companies an incentive to offer the lowest common denominator of care to the population most in need of quality health insurance. it would mean that any innovations, and the free market can innovate healthcare and health insurance like everything else, would be walled off from this subset, the subset that most needs the benefits of a thriving, innovative free market in healthcare. And the worst part of it is for everybody else is that what the insurance companies would innovate in is innovative new ways to lobby and twist arms and tell horror stories to get Congress to continue keeping their Obamacare subsidies flowing, but also increase them on the grounds that, look, we can't really cross-subsidize, even though they could do a little cross-subsidizing because even the non-Obamacare plans under the compromise Cruz-Lee proposal would keep the Obamacare price controls in place for all plans. But they say we can't, because we used to, so we need more taxpayer money. So what you're saving in premiums, you would probably end up, for most Americans, you would end up paying anyway in terms of increased taxes, or even worse, because it's regressive and hidden, the increased inflation tax that's imposed by the Fed whenever the deficit grows and the Fed has to monetize the debt. So it was a shell game, and it's disappointing to see the two gentlemen, Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, who are the intellectual godfathers of the shutdown movement, and Ted Cruz, who became kind of the face of opposition to Obamacare and the government shutdown in 2013, and then Ted Cruz also called Mitch McConnell a liar on the floor of the Senate, and I believe it was 2014 or 2015, say that now playing footsie with Senator McConnell and trying to give cover to a non-conservative plan and to a plan that has flaws, and even openly admit that his plan is going to require greater taxpayer subsidies to the insurance companies.
Let me get Jonathan in on this as well, because you've said more than a mouthful in that, and the perspectives are real or solid, but. Man, oh man, Jonathan, again, if we thought that the voting in of the Republican majority in the Senate and the House was going to make things different, I guess to some degree in certain areas perhaps, but the biggest thing here that everybody was all for or against, so to speak, and look at what's happening.
Well, there's this flight from principle, which is the characteristic of those members of Congress that Norm has talked about. And it's also a pervasive cynicism. They've bought into the swamp. They've bought into the Washington mentality that if you can't get something that is a principled position, you compromise away the principle and you get what you can. That's not what you do. When you're in a position where you have the high ground and you have principle to support your position, you don't compromise away the principle under any circumstances. Indeed, you never compromise away the principles that you stand on. And instead, you take it to the enemy. You go to war over it. You fight. You communicate to the public. This is the fraud that is Obamacare. Here specifically is what this fraud is. And the solution is not more government. The solution is free enterprise, and we're going to make it happen. And the simple thing, I mean, I've talked about this many, many times. No one seems to be willing to take up this cause. This is a tax reform issue. You repeal Obamacare and you let the American people have more of their money to spend it as they wish on issues of health care, both for themselves and for others, by giving everybody $1.50 tax deduction for every dollar they spend, whether company or individual, on health care of those in need. So, the solution to the problem lies in turning back to the American people, the financial power and control, the patient-centric system that exists before this overlay of government, and allowing people then to control the expenditure of their money as they do in every other market. And that will bring down the price of insurance. It will encourage competition among insurance companies for stylized plans, individualized plans for each person's particular needs. And it will put doctors back in the position of not answering to Medicare and not answering to the insurance companies for care, but answering to the patients who actually do pay for them. There's no solution around it except that. Every other method is going to result in failure.
Go ahead, Norm.
Everything Jonathan said is exactly right, and I would direct people to a blog post that Campaign for Liberty called, I forget the name of it, but it's something like Why Conservatives or Why Republicans Don't Want to Repeal Obamacare, or Do They Really Want to Repeal Obamacare? And the answer is that twofold. One is that too many Republicans and even conservatives, as we've seen with the origin of things like the idea of an individual mandate, President Nixon's support of the Health Maintenance Organization bill, which created the HMOs by mandating that federal insurance policies have an HMO option. They actually believe in managed care. They believe that an insurance company should be empowered by the government to limit your access to the provider of your choice, because they believe, because they accept the third party employer or government, our government will pay for 90% of your insurance cost, and you'll pay a copay of some sort. The other reason is that for all their talk of belief in free markets, and how many would say, I totally agree with what Jonathan said, but it's just not realistic. That means they lack the courage to understand it, to fight for it. But the reason they lack the courage is because they lack the intellectual understanding of how markets work and how a market in healthcare works. They believe and they allow the left to set the terms of the debate, which is healthcare is a good that is different from everything else. It's a right, not a right, not even a good. And there are few who can articulate the opposite. Ron Paul, Rand Paul.
Yes. Mike and a few Lee, others.
Cruz, McConnell.
Hang in there. We're up on a break, Norm. We got intellectual deficiency diseases in many of the conservatives in Congress and in the Senate if they're not for the repeal of Obamacare.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trump has not asked me, but I sure wish he would ask Jonathan Ebord for some help in communicating the correction to Obamacare, which is also correcting what preceded Obamacare, where we haven't had real free markets. We've had capitalism, crony capitalism, if it could be called that, in terms of monopoly and managed care, going back to Nixon and HMOs, etc. More intervention by the centralized government bureaucratic oligarchy has destroyed the freedom to choose the kind of healing that you or I would want. And, you know, part of their complaints is like, oh my gosh, if this passes, if the Republicans succeed, X millions of people will be off of insurance. And you know what? Millions of those people are going to be off because they choose to be off because they want no part of it. But they don't ever mention that. They don't nuance their discussion of this. But Jonathan, if there's somebody advising Trump, I don't know in this realm, to real free markets, I don't know if it's happening, but if there's any way we can get you in there, I want you in there.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I think the president needs to articulate to the American people, and I would use the old-fashioned method of a speech from the Oval Office, where I would say to the American people the fraud that is going on in Congress and make the pitch that this repeal bill, I'm going to insist, comes up again for a vote. I ask you to contact your member of Congress and lobby for a repeal, and here's why. And here's what the fraud is. The fraud is that if you get rid of Obamacare, it's going to be worse. Well, it's not going to be worse. It can only get better. And explain that position and then say, look, if you'll trust in a free market, I'll get you the free market. I'll give you the tax reform necessary to open up this marketplace, and you're going to have more opportunities than ever before for health care because we're going to break down the barriers that prevent you from getting the care you want and the care you need rather than the care the government thinks you deserve, which is substandard care. And, you know, make the pitch, make the argument, and stand up there and boldly profess it in detail. That's the way to do it on something as complex as health care. You've got to make it simple as to what the nuts and bolts are here. This is socialism versus capitalism. This is individual choice about what you want in your health care versus what the government wants for you. And that the government systems don't work anywhere in the world and they aren't going to work here. And make the case for a free market. That's what I think really could make a difference. on this bill. Now, the president uses tweets to communicate, you know, and I think that's his style. But I think on something like this, where the members of Congress are not doing their job in the Republican Party and standing up for the principles that we depend upon, and instead they're caving into the Democrats, we need a president who's going to reach over them, get to the American people, and make the case.
We need more substance coming out with details like that, Jonathan, but I don't know if he has access to that. He could. And Norm, with the Campaign for Liberty, like I said, I wish that we could come up together and start educating these folks if they'd be even listening to these principled discussions.
I agree with what Jonathan said. I think also what you need is, which we haven't had, is what Obama did was he worked very closely with the legislative branch. He let Pelosi handle the nuts and bolts and Harry Reid handle the nuts and bolts of details. But he went in there. He made phone calls. He did events. He cut deals. It was sleazy. It was slimy. A lot of those deals. The end product was horrible. But he did show leadership on this issue, and he made it a priority. And what he didn't have, though, was members of his own party in the majority of Congress getting into feuds with them because he was publicly shaming a high-level cabinet department who came from the club that is the U.S. Senate. You didn't have his press secretary calling up reporters and forgetting to utter the keywords that I utter whenever a reporter even asks me, how are you doing? I say, off the record confidentiality. If you need to quote it, this is strictly on very deep background. I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. And just a whole series of blunders like that. And it's really is a missed opportunity, I think. And I think that looking at tax reform next, I think we should all be very nervous about what happens there. Because
I'm not holding my breath, Norm.
Starting.
Yeah. Listen, we're up on the break, and we're going to have to continue this discussion next week, guys. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, appreciate you so very much. The blogs that you mentioned today are linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, so you can just click on over and read about what's going on. Are the conservatives wanting to or not wanting to repeal Obamacare? Jonathan Emord, my friend, the FDA Dragon Slayer, emord.com, and the books that he has written are there as well. Thanks to Cheryl Chumley. Next hour, MTHFR discussions with Joni Abbott and the murder link to SSR Eyes.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.